Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and your preacher as well today, coming to you from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with a preaching I'm calling Listen. The reading is from the first book of Kings. At the mountain of God, Horeb, Elijah came to a cave where he took shelter. But the word of the Lord came, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they're seeking my life to take it away." Then the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram, and you shall also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel, and you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place." Thus ends the reading. Listen. Yeah. That's never good when someone tells you that. Listen. Elijah is up on that mountain, hiding in a cave because people are killing him. God says, "No, get out of that cave, go out, I'm coming by." And there's all these things that you think would be God. The great wind, the fire, the earthquake. Impressive, like God. No. Then there's silence afterwards. And it's only into that silence that God spoke. But he spoke a very challenging word to Elijah. Listen, get back at it. I have things for you to do, and one of them will be to appoint your successor. Then you can die. What does it take to really hear God's voice? One is we have to be willing. We have to not be hiding from it. Because a lot of pieces of us will say, no, don't listen to that voice. That's a very threatening voice. Better to have an easy life. God wants us to have a good life, which isn't easy and can sometimes be very bad, but it is good. But also we need to be discerning. If we're listening to God, we don't fall for the flashy wind or fire or earthquake. God's voice is found in that silence. After the world quits shouting at us. So we have to be willing to wait and listen and recognize somewhere deep inside when this is God talking. And the world is shouting lots of things. But this is God speaking in that silence after it. And that's the voice that we need to listen to. And that voice won't always be comforting. But it's that voice that leads us to the fullness of life. So listen.